Tonight, Father, move how you want to move, Holy Spirit. Do what you want to do, oh God. Lord, we surrender TKD Global Radio and broadcast over to you, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Let somebody be blessed on tonight. Let a body be healed, oh God. Lord, let a miracle take place, God. Let a marriage be mended. Let a child and their mother relationship be mended. Let, Father God, a husband and his son relationship be mended, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you on tonight, God, as we learn tonight how to, Lord, just be in your presence, how to pursue your very presence, oh God. Let the sick say, I am healed. Let the poor say, I am rich, oh God. And let the weak say that I am strong. Oh God, on tonight we give you all the praise and all the glory. Holy Spirit, have your way across these ways. Wilson, OMG, I absolutely love this song. It's just a great song to listen to and to worship. Glory to God. We started a little bit late tonight, so we're going to go ahead and get directly into the words, a great word on you tonight. A lot of you know Pastor Paula White from Florida. She's a great anointed woman of God. Oh, my goodness. And this particular teaching just blessed my soul so much, because I realize so many people want to know how to pursue the presence of God. And then I've even, taught it in some places. And so I was listening to this, like every day I always listen to worship music, and I try to listen to some kind of great teaching or preaching, but more of teaching. And this teaching just really blessed my soul. And I'm going to tell you, go ahead and get your paper, go ahead and get your pencil, because Paula is about to take us in. This is Pastor Paula White, pursuing the presence of God. Let's go.
And that's a time of reflection and contemplation and making the wrongs right and really looking at your life. Because remember what I taught you on the day of Pentecost and the other preseason, that the way the children of Israel was they weren't doing seeds for the year that was behind them. It was for what was ahead of them. And so when they would stay on a divine appointment or stand on that date that God had made, and we're held to God's calendar, not a Western calendar. This is not an American thing. It's a God thing. Amen? And so when they would look ahead, it wasn't for what was behind them, it was what was ahead of them. So on God's most holy day, the Day of Atonement, what we're doing is appropriating and applying the blood. We're letting the enemy know the blood covers me. And so because of this blood, this next year you can't touch me. Because of the blood, I'm covered. Because of the blood, everything's restored. And Joel goes into 8 blessings, and I'll start teaching you around September. But before we get there, we have to start preparing the way. So we begin to prepare ourselves by using, you can't deal with spiritual problems with natural means. So if you're going to deal and have to come into spiritual alignment, then we've got to be equipped spiritually. Are you enjoying this word, preparing for glory? So I'm going to get you into a deeper place tonight. You ready to go scuba diving again? Come on, say, bring it on, Pastor Paula. But just before we do, let's do our confessions, because we know the power of prayer. We are praying people. So let's confess these, and we know that one puts 1,000 to flight and two puts 10,000. I'm going to let you out at 8:30 tonight, and I'm going to get this word done in 40 minutes, but we're going to say our confessions. Ready? Confession number one. I resist and bind every spirit of oppression, heaviness, grief, depression, and fear over my life, my family, and my church in the name of Jesus. I receive the fullness of his joy right now. Confession number two. I claim the spirit of power, love, of a calm mind, and a well-balanced mind in the name of Jesus. Confession number three, Holy Ghost, incubate my life, my church, and my pastor with your freshness and refreshing power now in the name of Jesus. Confession number four, I cut myself off from any power supplying the rivers of sorrow into my soul by the blood of Jesus. Confession number five, every weapon of wickedness fashioned against me, my family, my church, and my pastor will not function in the name of Jesus. Now let's call this harvest on in. Number six, I declare a great harvest of souls for New Destiny Christian Center, an abundance of blessing and goodness for my life, my family, my church, my pastor. Favor is with me, and he anoints me to prosper emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially in the name of Jesus. Now slap somebody a high five. Say, you better watch out. God is working for me. Remain standing. Go with me to Matthew chapter 3. Remain standing. It's my custom for the reading of God's word. And we won't go over a lot of review. You've just got to get the tapes. Look at somebody. Say, are you ready? Say, are you ready? Because God sent a forerunner by the name of John the Baptist, and he declares in John chapter 3, let me hear you, John chapter 3, we'll look at verse 1 through 3, let me hear you. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness, and saying, repent ye. Now circle that. That is not a word that you need to go, oh no, I'm caught. What's going to happen? It's not a word of, I got caught, I'm sorry. It really is the word that is the first word that if we have a true understanding of the etymology, that God cannot have a national move in this earth if he doesn't first have a move in your life. He can't have a move in your life or in this church until he moves in you. And so every great move of God starts with repentance. We're going to really find out what is it to repent, because it has to do with your heart. look at your neighbor and say, God's going to be talking to the row behind you tonight. Say, he's talking to the row behind you because I know you got it all together. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's within grasp. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, crying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, saying, say it real loud, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Look at somebody, call them out by name, just call them out. Say, John, just call them out. Say, God's speaking to you. Say, he's telling you, prepare the way of the Lord, which means make adjustments, which means cut some things off, which means you're going to have to shut some doors, delete some numbers, get rid of a bad attitude, break some habits, crucify some flesh. Now, I know somebody's screaming out right now, saying, please, Paula, prophesy something or something over. I am prophesying, but I've got to get you into position so you can receive it first. Look at somebody you haven't talked to, say, excuse me, but you're not excluded. Say, God is telling you, get it ready, prepare, because after the Day of Atonement comes harvest. And before harvest is threshing, so you can handle a little bit of cutting for a whole lot of harvest, a whole lot of blessing, in the name of Jesus. Now slap them a high five, say, I'm ready, I'm ready. You can be seated. I believe with all my heart that we are a people that are not called to play church, that we stand as light in darkness. I'm calling people forth from the north, the south, the east, the west. Call them from every continent to relocate, that God has raised us up as a military base to strategically be positioned to reach nations, to steer the course of history with our prayers and with our acts of faith. Through consecration, restoration will always come, and restoration means back to the original condition. And it doesn't mean the original condition before the event. It means back to who God originally planned for us to be in the Garden of Eden. You will have dominion. You will be fruitful. You will multiply. You will replenish the earth. You will subdue. You better look somebody and say, if you only had a clue, say, if you knew what God is doing in me. So if it's God's desire, how many of you want to be game changers? Come on, you want your life to matter. Because if this is just about taking up time and oxygen and space, then forget it. Let's just go live like the devil. But I really want to make a difference. I believe that God is real. His word works. What he says is 100% truth, and that we've been clocked into purpose to steer and to direct the course of history. You're not a victim to circumstances. They're a victim to the God on the inside of you. So as such, we bring reformation. We bring things back into the skeletal position or the divine alignment that God originally intended and created it for thee. Now, here's the challenge. The challenge is this. Pastor White, for us to do that, we have to break off the desires of our own heart that would skew the voice of the Lord. So that's why when it says, everyone quotes that it says that God will give you the desires of your heart, right? We always quote that he'll give you. But the word before that really means to make yourself pliable in the hands of God. The way that desires come is because you've become like putty in the master's hands. He makes you into what needs to be made into. Whatever needs to be removed, let God remove it. Whatever needs to be put in, let God put in. So we have to break off the desires of our own heart that would skew the voice of the Lord so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord. So there is a new expression in the earth today. If you think that church is like it was even 2 years ago, you don't understand the different manifestations of present, because we are not the church of 1999. We're not the church of 2005 or 2009. Everything has shifted. Everything has changed. And there's a new expression of order. It's called a metathesis, and that means that God has uprooted some things and he's laid down other things. What was left after the shaking is the remnant. You already know what the remnant is. It's that which has survived, that which is left over. So when God is doing something new, new means different from the same which existed before. Something stale that has been made fresh. Something of one quality that is advanced to another quality. So we cannot live on yesterday's word. We can't live on last week's anointing. God wants to do something new. They had no idea what I was preaching on, and here they are singing about the new, that God is moving us forward, that it's a new day, this is new beginning, that God's doing a new thing. God's trying to tell you something new, Destiny. It's a new day for you. You might be driving the same old car. You might be living in the same apartment. But you got to see beyond the outside that God has shifted something on the inside, and everything on the outside is about to come in divine alignment. Look at somebody, say, God is up to something. He's doing something new. And so when he begins to manifest the newness in your life, Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 clearly tells us that you cannot put new wine or new anointing into an old wineskin. In other words, to hold the fresh glory that is getting ready to hit. And we have a prophetic word. Our prayer summit is September 20th through the 22nd. Prophet Gideon, Archbishop Duncan Williams, myself, a host of others, pastors from all over the world. By the way, New Destiny, you guys better register, because I don't want the rest of the world getting your seat, because I know you procrastinate. But I break that spirit of...
Why are all these people so asleep when I'm so awake?
Did you know your brain has two systems?
Procrastination off of you. It's free. You don't even have to pay. But I need to make sure that you get a seat so you don't miss the glory of God. Because God's glory is hitting, and God told us that September is our month that we birth. Now, we have seen tremendous things. Sunday morning, we're getting ready to go to third services. Once you're 80% full, you just are maxed out because of your parking, because of your children's church, everything else. We'll start building our new sanctuary 2013. Our architectural designs will be in place. We'll one day have our performing arts center, hundreds of other churches, raise up all the mighty men, the warriors. We'll stand with our apostolic council, our prophetic, our 12 pastorals, our teaching pastor, come on, our lead pastor, our executive pastor. God is raising up sons and daughters. Look at somebody, say, you still don't know how bad I am. If you only had a clue, see, just let them know. But you cannot put that fresh glory, God's convincing splendor, in old structures. If we think that the way we did things 2 years ago, 5 years ago, is going to be able to hold the glory wave that is going to hit, we are sadly mistaken. So in other words, we have to develop a better quality skin. We have to develop a better structure, systems. And what I mean by that is not just a system as far as programs, but if there's going to be an outpouring, then we have to be developed and ready to receive what God is getting ready to release. Because the church is not the building. The church is the person you're sitting next to. So God is doing a new work in you. Look at somebody, say, there's something new happening. Because if you try to take the new and you pour it into the old, you will lose both. That's why we can't sing the same old songs. That's why you can't pray the way you used to pray. That's why I want to push you out of your comfort zone. That's why every time you come to church, you should learn something new. You should feel some kind of conviction. You should feel something different. It shouldn't be the same old, same old. We have to preserve what got us to this point and have an appreciation for our foundations of faith. We preserve it, and we thank God for the foundation that was laid. But we cannot just stand on the old when God's moving us into the new. We have to discern and develop the new quality structure in order to hold the revelation that will unveil the glory of the future. So to do that, God has already initiated change. We're not waiting for change. Change already happened. We're just now manifesting it. For those who have an ear to hear, let them hear what God's saying. Our president did not come up with the slogan change. We were prophesying that in 2005, 2006. Long before things begin to shift, long before they did, those that had an ear to hear were saying there's a change that's getting ready to hit. There's a change that is coming. That change is not coming. It is here. The key is, do you have an ear to hear that you can manifest and download superimposing the kingdom of God? Your prayer language should have changed. Your authority should have changed. Your hunger and your heart should have changed. Because every time there is a change, every time God's getting ready to advance you from one place to another and develop a greater quality of his spirit and an outpouring in you, then whenever there is change, there's a shift. Whenever there is a shift, it means a change of place, a change of position, a change of direction. Now, that's very critical, because that's going to be important. Some things in your life have to have a change of direction. You've been going north and you need to go south. Come on, you've been going one way and God's about to redirect some things. So whenever there is a shift, there's a change of place, there's a change of position, there's a change of direction. It also means to exchange the replacement of one thing for another. Whenever there is a shift, there is also a rift that takes place. So you've got to think of like an earthquake. When there's a shifting that takes place, There's also a rifting that takes place. That's why you shouldn't get upset when things begin to fall off of your life. When the haters come out, don't worry. God benches haters. When the enemy comes after you with a vengeance, you're to rejoice. And rejoice doesn't just mean jump up and spin around wildly. It means start bragging about it. You should brag not that you got a new house and a new car. You should brag that all hell broke loose. You should brag that the enemy tried his best to come after you, because that means you're carrying something that he wants you to abort, because the enemy cannot stop the plan of God. You're the only one that can walk away from it. You're the only one that can forfeit it. What God has shown you from the beginning, he will establish at the end. So when there is a rift, it means to burst open or to split. A rift is made by a splitting. So whenever God begins to shift, there's a rift, which means some things begin to split. Think of a fault line. So when there's a shaking in the earth from an earthquake, there's a shifting that happens. When there's a shifting that happens, things begin to shake. Some things remain standing because they have a firm enough foundation, but then some things begin to crumble. Things that begin to crumble, do not try to force what no longer fits in your life. It's because that relationship cannot go to that next level. It's because that situation, that job that you got fired from, would have prevented you from going into the place of purpose that God wanted you to. Those people that turned on you had to get you into the position for purpose, because Joseph, there's a pit before there's a palace. You have to go down. Unless a seed falls to the ground, it cannot bring forth the resurrection life. Stop cursing your crisis. Rejoice. Brag about it. Let the enemy know, thank you for working. Thank you for doing the job for Jesus. Thank you for coming against me, because all the hell you caused in my life created a new position for me to bring forth greater glory, that God would be magnified. Somebody better give God praise. See, the enemy should have never messed with New Destiny Christian Center, should have never messed with Pastor Paula, because God had a plan to pull us together, that he would get great glory and that nations would be shaken. When you're covered by Bishop T.D. Jakes and Archbishop Duncan Williams and you got the Ghana gang praying for you, you better watch out, because we're moving things in the realm of the spirit. We're seeing something begin to manifest. This is not the same old, same old. There's a bursting open. Well, rifting means a splitting open to your future. Aren't you sick and tired of the same old? Who wants to sing the same song? Who wants to come to church and have the same routine? Who wants to hear the same sermon that has no substance? I want a move of God. I want God's glory. Elder Harold, I've almost given my life for this. This one almost cost me my life. I will see the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit that has ever been unleashed on this earth. I'll be a part of ushering it in. I'll be a part of seeing God's goodness and his greatness. You didn't make it through what you made it through just to survive. You made it because you're a game changer. You made it because you are a prototype. You made it because you pierced darkness and you let the enemy know, you didn't take me out because the blood of Jesus is with me, and so I'm going to do this for the glory of God. So there's a bursting open into your future. The virtuous woman of Proverbs 31 pictures the glorious church. It says she arose while it was yet night, because the glorious church does not rise up during light. The glorious church rises up during nighttime. The darker it gets, the greater God's light is going to shine through your life. You'll know the true church, because it has to get dark on the outside for the light of Jesus on the inside to shine through you. You keep looking at the darkness, but I rejoice over the darkness. The more difficult the situation means the more God is about to show off. Don't look at the circumstance, look at your God. The God that you serve is able to move the mountain that stands before you, the thing that is rearing against you, that's looming against you. So the Proverbs 31 woman is really a depiction of the glorious church. And she arises while it is yet night. The true church knows how to stand up in darkness. The true church knows how to stand up in difficulty. The true church is not a building. The true church is not a denomination. The true church is a blood-bought people of Jesus Christ that knows how to get up in the midst of a mess. Somebody has to get up while it's dark out there. Somebody has to draw a line and say, we will not have senseless killings. Our kids have to stand up. See, the enemy should have never messed with Danielle. You know what it's caused? Our young people to come together and start praying. When you get young people start praying together,
We're going to have a revival. I came, went to the hospital before I came here, and I just was speaking their spirit life into it because God's already given me the prophetic word of her coming in alignment. And I just thank God. I said, Danielle, a million souls out of this. A million souls out of this. For everything the enemy messed with you, you better let him know. Everything that you touched, I'm getting ready to give God glory, which means his weight and his splendor and his convincing power is going to come through my life because my pain does have a purpose. Slap somebody. Say, I didn't go through the hell I went through to look cute. Just say, I have a testimony to help other people become an overcomer because the blood of the Lamb pulled me out, and the blood of the Lamb is going to pull you out. The blood of the Lamb kept my mind. The blood of the Lamb and the grace of God is what enables me to stand in this position. Somebody, I don't know who I'm here for tonight, but I feel like preaching on a Thursday. I know it's Bible study, but I think I'm going to preach tonight. Somebody has to get up while it's yet dark. I know that you don't have the money. I know your Boaz isn't there yet. I know you're not in the house. I know you had to file bankruptcy. I know the doctor says you're going to die. I know it looks dark all around you. I know they turned on.
You've been selected for a mission.
You. I know they're talking about you. I know they're twittering on you. I know they lie about you. I know they're set out to destroy you. But you should be rejoicing. Brag about it. Because if that wasn't happening, then there would be no reason for you to come forth. Because she arises while it's yet dark. It is a sign that you're getting ready. The word arise means to come into your being. It is a sign that everything that you've been preparing for is getting ready to come into being. Everything you've been through is getting ready to come into being. I don't know who I'm here for, but you better let the enemy know. You lose, God wins. I'm getting ready to get up. Just like in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 through 5, the four lepers make a declaration. They decided. Somebody has to make a decision because that's what preparing is all about. Prepare means to make adjustment. It means to be ready. Ready means to cut away. And literally, to be ready comes from the etymology to make decisions. Decisions means to cut away because it's you make a decision, and they decided. Four lepers who had no future in the natural. Four lepers who were marked as unclean. Four lepers who were put on the outside and said they could never be on the inside. Decided while it was yet dark to get up. They said it might just be that God will be for us. So they decided to rise while it was yet dark and to walk toward the unknown. They rose up, the Bible says, in twilight. You know what twilight is? It's the place between darkness and the place between light. See, God is telling you, you're not in total darkness, but you aren't in light. It's time to get up. They declared, if we say we enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. We shall die there. But if we sit here, we will die also. So like the four lepers, there's a spiritual famine in the land today. And if you just sit there going through the same motions and playing church and trying to do things like you did in 2009, then you're going to die because God says you're out of darkness, but you're not behind the veil into the marvelous light. I've taken you out of the outer court. You're in the inner court, but there's a holy of holy called the abiding presence that I'm getting ready to release you to. I'm taking you to a new level because the truth of it is in the spiritual famine, they're hearing words of the Lord. And according to Amos chapter 8, verse 11, when the word of the Lord begins to dry up, the people become dry, but somebody has to get up with fresh revelation. Somebody has to get up that's not preaching everybody else's message. Somebody has to get up that has a word that they've downloaded from heaven. And because people watched, when the people were in famine, it was because they were eating ass's head and dove's dung. And you hear me say this a lot because you'll know this. Ass's head is man's wisdom. Man's wisdom cannot do a darn thing for you. You don't need the wisdom of man. You need the glory of God. You need revelation, which is God's way of seeing things. It's the exegesis. It's to draw out of the Spirit of God. It's to draw out of the womb of God and download into the earth. What is God saying? That's a rhema word that is revealed. Give us a now word. Somebody needs a revelatory word. The last thing you need to do is just learn scripture. You need to become a living scripture. You need the word to become alive and quickened on the inside of you. Dove dung, you know dove represents the Holy Spirit. Don't make me do the etymology on dung. So you already know what it is. It's where that Holy Spirit was but no longer exists. And so after the dove is flown away, it's what is left over. And the futile longings of yesterday's leftovers of religion and tradition are not going to move us into the revival that God has for us in the Reformation. In fact, if you just look back at the turn of the century and you say, where are the miracles of 1950? You're looking at the wrong thing. Because what God has for 2012 is much greater than what God had for 1912, is much greater than what God had in Maria Woodworth Edwards' days, or what God had in D.L. Moody's days. God has a fresh outpouring, and God takes us from glory to glory to glory. So there is a remnant that is crying out, God, give us revival. Let us bring reformation. We believe that we are the answer. We believe that we are the solution. We believe that we are to draw on all aspects of society and bring forth God in the earth today. I don't want a touch from God. If you want a touch from God, praise the Lord. Come get your touch. I want to be changed by God. I want true transformation. Hank, we paid too much of a price to have just a touch of God. I have to know that God is who he says he is, that he'll do what he says he's going to do, that I'll become what he said that I'll become. The nations will be shaken. God, begin to change. If we're going to have a change, that's why you got to get Sunday's tape. Then you have to put away childish things. Because remember the hidden secret in 1 Corinthians 13, the portal of transition between the inner court into the Holy of Holies, that we have to put away childish things. We have to get out of the outer court, which is faith. We've got to get out of just the inner court, which is hope. And we've got to get into the abiding presence of God, which God is love. And we've got to go into the place that we put away childish things. Whatever needs to grow up in your life, you better take it to a place that is in alignment with the fullness and the completion of who Christ wants to consummate himself and his character to become in your life.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. She is truly blessing us on tonight. And so we are having to get ready to end. Woo! Did you guys take notes on that? That was a blessing when she was talking about the new wine and she was talking about the newness and what God is about to do in the earth. If I had about 30 more minutes on this broadcast, we would just let that just went all the way through. Oh, my God. So I hope that you were blessed tonight. Because I know I was. I'm sitting here trying not to say anything while she's teaching, you know, and I've listened to it before already, but it's blessed me all over again. So listen, I want to thank you for tuning in to TKD Global Radio and Broadcast, and then I am TKD. So my son is going to sign us out tonight. But listen, be blessed. Don't forget to join us for Relationship Monday next week. And if you're interested in being a live speaker on our show, go to our Facebook page, TKD Global Radio and Broadcast, and inbox me your website or your email or your story so that my team and I can review it.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Join us again at 8 o'clock p.m. on next broadcast. My mom, TKD, and me, Jerome Cole.
And on that note, we love you. Stay pressed in his presence. Good night, Global Fam. You know who it is. Your big sis, TKD, the Kingdom Big Sis, and my son, Jerrell Coleman. I love you. Good night.
I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just lay at your feet. For I will be whole. I'll still believe. I will just praise at your feet. Right here in your presence. Somebody come on and tell us what you want to press them in a deeper. Just pray. I can just pray. Press in your presence. Behold the beauty of your face. If I can just pray. Press in your presence. And never leave this place again. If I can just pray.